Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Tracy Lynn, and this is our summer-long staycation destination series. Every Friday during the Noon Report, we'll spotlight a staycation destination that's not far from home and won't break the bank. This week, we're counting down the days to the 7th Annual Great Lakes Film Festival, just outside of Buffalo.
My name is Sean Patrick Green. I am Executive Director for Great Lakes Christian Film Festival.
Sean, I'm excited about this event. Can you tell us a little bit what people can expect from this film festival?
Well, they can expect at least 50 films that we're going to be screening, anywhere from a 2-minute short to a 2-hour feature. We're going to have some workshops as well. One's going to be a fight choreography, and we're going to have a comedy workshop presented by Cheryl Felicia Rhodes. She's been in sitcoms, television, been a writer for comedy for over 30 years, and she brings to the faith-based community a fresh outlook on doing comedy. But it's August 5th through the 7th. We're going to conduct it all in the village of East Aurora. We're going to have 3 venues. 2 of them will be films, workshops, and our finale will be an award ceremony Saturday the 7th. We are going to be presenting an award for Gavin McLeod for honorary actor posthumously, and going to be accepted via video from Rich Cristiano, the producer of 2 films that Gavin was in.
Gavin McLeod was probably most well-known for being the captain on The Love Boat, right?
Absolutely. That and Mary Tyler Moore. And the film that he was with the Cristiano brothers was The Secrets of Jonathan Sperry.
You're Mr. Sperry, right?
Jonathan Sperry.
Yeah, excellent.
Which is a wonderful
excellent
film.
Yeah, wonderful for the whole family. Mm-hmm. Sean, how do you go about selecting the film? I know this is kind of a big, overwhelming question, but how does that work?
Well, we have a submission process via a platform. They submit their films from all over the world, over 20 countries featured this year. But they are selected after our screening team judges based on 10 different criteria. And we add an additional one if it's faith-based, if it's family-friendly. I personally watch all films that come in, so I'm very careful as to what we get. We want to make sure that Christ is the center of their life and Christ is the center of the film itself.
I appreciate that. The buck stops with you. This event is really for movie lovers. It's open to the public, and there's everything from $10 for a screenwriting workshop. Tell us a little bit about the price range and what people can expect.
It's $45 for all 3 days, accessible to all of our films, workshops, special events that we'll put off. And we do have still $10 2-hour blocks if you just want to see one film. And we're also allowing, if they have children, anybody under 10 is going to be free of charge. And we're going to start pre-registration check-ins Thursday, August 5th at 11 a.m.
Great. And East Aurora is a really cute town. It's probably most famous for its Vidler's General Store. So where is this actually taking place? What facility?
We're going to be at the Aurora Theater and Popcorn Shop. And that's going to be all 3 days with select films. And then we're going to have the majority, our hub space will be right across the street, just about almost next to Vidler's at the I-61 Ministries Church. I think Homegrown is the same vestibule that you enter right next to it. So that will be at 650 Main Street. That will be our check-ins. We'll have our workshops there, some short films, some documentaries, and maybe feature films.
This is cool. So even if somebody can only come for a day or an afternoon, if they're a film buff and they love the Lord, they get to see, I'm guessing that these films have been selected because there's a message of redemption in them.
Some of it is entertaining. Some of it, there's obscure ways to present the gospel, almost like parables. So it's a combination of entertaining. We do have some comedies that, you know, you kind of scratch your head at first, but you're like, oh, I get it. It's from that scripture, you know. So anybody who's Bible savvy will understand the messages behind it. It's also evangelistic, so there are some things to kind of draw people to them, including some of the actors, like Dean Cain, and Mickey Rourke is in one of them as well. The biggest one is Roe v. Wade, which has got rave reviews everywhere.
The true silent minority. Who is speaking for these children?
And we're planning on screening that in the evening, one of the nights.
So this is coming up August 5th through 7th. And where can people learn more about registering? Do they need to register in advance so you have an idea of how many people are coming?
Well, we have an idea. A lot of the filmmakers themselves will be coming. But everybody can go to our website for all the details. We're updating it in real time. So it's GLCFF, short for Great Lakes Christian Film Festival. And that's glcff.com.
Great.
So, and if you want to pre-register, if you got big groups, that would be a good idea.
And East Aurora is also a neat place, a lot of cool food shops. For those that don't know, it's outside of Buffalo.
It's about 20 miles southeast of downtown Buffalo. Once again, for the finale Saturday night, we're going to do that award ceremony at the Roy Croft Inn, and that's 8 p.m.
We hope you've enjoyed coming along on our staycation destination, previewing the film festival that starts August 5th. You can hear all the podcasts online.